What the hell is that?
You're also the man, too. You're the man, baby, Steve. You're the man, Steve. You're the man, Steve. Who's the man? Spoiler alert, it's Steve, aka Thumber.
Oh, you're the man, Rick.
No, you're the man, Steve. You're the man, baby. The man, Steve.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The Ames team, count on us for your brand new home and to get rid of your monsters.
I called the Ames team.
I called the Ames team.
They, really
they cleared my house of all the hell demons and got me above asking.
Plus, this bag of glow sticks.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I told you AI was going to fuck everything up for us, and it's already becoming problematic in the real world. I'm reading an
IRL?
IRL. TRL? Where is that Carson Daly? Where did he go?
I know. He's somewhere.
Is he like a spot on the Today Show or something?
I think so.
He got a spot on the Today Show.
I think you're right.
How did Carson fucking Daly end up on the Today Show? This is why we can't have nice things. I mean, nothing against Carson Daly. Seems like a perfectly lovely human being. But he is the most milquetoast human being at, well, he belongs on the Today Show. All right. See, Carson's on the Today Show. Go check him out. And, well, I don't want to get into all the drama, but poor Tuck Tuck. Tuck Tuck's out.
We just were reading that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Tuck Tuck and Don Lemon on the same
Don
day.
And Don Lemon, yeah. An hour apart from each other.
Good riddance.
to all of them, I'd say.
Yeah, to both. For varying different reasons. But basically, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum. But see you later. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. See you.
Make some changes.
Yeah, make some changes. There's better newscasters out there. And whatever.
Like
anyway,
the AI ones like that will be replacing them.
Oh, yes, certainly. And the AI.
A hologram AI.
So I'm reading this story, and this is a crazy, insane story. Mom and dad get a phone call from teenage girl, their teenage daughter. Teenage daughter says, I've been kidnapped, and I need $1 million or they'll kill me. So they get repeated phone calls from their daughter screaming for help and all this other stuff. It's crazy, right? And they're going nuts in their head trying to figure it out. Turns out some enterprising young criminals have just taken her voice from social media and created a clone voice and are now calling in a kidnapping scheme to get $1 million out of these people. And no one was ever kidnapped. It was just an artificial intelligence an AI voice. So,
is that
an
AI voice for Blue as well?
Yeah, that's
in the
Blue,
background.
The AI voice.
Gaga goo goo. I am also an AI voice, and someone better give me a tip right now. Sick of it. By the way, that little thing that runs across the floor and barks all the time, do you mind if I put a knife in its eye? Is that cool? No? All right, gonna do it anyway, because I am Dante the Satan Baby. Someone change my shitty diaper. I've been sitting in my own filth for 5 minutes. No one's noticed. I'm going to stink this whole place up. I am going to throw up on the teachers when you take me for the interview for the Special Academy. Just saying right now, shit's going to go downhill. Okay?
Baby Dante making a visit there.
Baby Dante.
Who names their kid Dante?
Well, that's what spurred on.
I know. It's so nuts. But so this poor family now is under the impression that their daughter has been kidnapped and really freak out.
Well,
but,
of course.
You know,
would.
I haven't gotten to the end of the story, but I guess they didn't pay the million. I guess they didn't
no,
pay
I
the million.
I think I actually read this story and that there was somebody else in the house, I feel like too, maybe it was the grandmother or an aunt or somebody that thought to call, just try and call
the daughter.
And
she
the daughter
answered,
answered him.
And she was like,
no.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm at the Piccadilly Circus. Wasn't this thing the UK? I think this is in the UK. It's a Piccadilly Circus. And then there's this famous AI Instagrammer. Have you heard about this girl who's like a famous influencer on Instagram? And about a year ago, people found out that she was not real at all. She would take pictures all over the place. Sometimes it would be like little short videos. And she was not, she had like 1 million followers.
Yeah.
And she was fake the whole time. Never was a real human being. She was just like AI version of what an influencer would be. And people fell for it left, right, and center. So now I'm reading a story about a guy who fell in love with this girl online.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
then she started communicating with him. And it turns out he was catfished by AI.
And then also, did you see the thing where Drake, they dropped a song, like a new song by Drake?
Oh, yeah. But wasn't it like Pepsi Cola or something? It was some for French fries or some shit?
Total fake. No, it was a fake song.
But did he
drop it? That they
got it?
Onto Spotify.
Did he drop it?
No, he didn't. But
somebody did. Yeah,
and
yeah.
claimed that it was him. And everybody thought it was him because it sounded exactly like him.
I think
it,
yeah, fucking A, man.
I know. I'm throwing in the towel.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I will promise you one.
Take me down the lazy river of this shit river. I'm just going to float.
I will promise you one thing about the commercial break. Never. And I mean never. Will we be AI? We will always be real until someone pays us enough to shut up and be AI. Until AI gets good enough where the crappy comedy is good.
Well, I was going to say, you'll
regardless
always,
of who's
you'll
doing
always
it.
Know we're real because we are bad.
Yeah.
So
if you keep on getting the mediocre content, you know that Chrissy and I are, in fact, IRL, as we would say. It's scary, man. That AI just, I don't know, it's something about it, just a little bit unnerving. And like, I read this article, every article is about AI right
True.
Now. Because just like when the internet came out, every article was about the internet, right? And how it's going to change our lives. And I remember thinking to myself, I was a little slow to get on the internet. I was like 10 years behind. But I remember thinking to myself, this internet, it's a fad. It's going to go away. No one's going to use the internet to buy things. Are you crazy? Why would I give my credit card to a computer? Who does that?
That will use COD.
Yes, I go COD all the way. I want my Time Life music series COD. Hey, Dad, bought a whole Time Life miniseries of books on serial killers. Cool, son. Not paying attention to you.
You really did do that, didn't you?
I did, yes. I did. And my dad let me. He was like, all right, well, I guess that's what you're into, kid.
Yeah, we talked about that when the Dahmer show came out.
Yeah, it was insane. It was like, my dad wasn't the strictest of parents, but he also wasn't the most, like, he wasn't like chum chum buddy buddy go do whatever you want to do, you know, drink a six pack as long as you're in the house kind of guy. He was not that. He was strict as far as the rules were concerned, generally. Until I think he realized that there was no stopping me. And then he was like, whatever, you're grounded for life. And then even grounded, I'd like jump out of a second story window to go smoke some shitty weed somewhere. But, you know, I ordered those Time Life serial killer series of books. And my dad was like, cool. And I was so surprised.
Do you still have them?
No, of course not. I don't have
a Dick
Tracy collection.
They're probably worth money.
I know. Now they're worth money. Yeah.
Right, because the series that you ordered now just plays on repeat on, like,
ID.
Forensics files.
Yes, ID.
Yes, ID.
I go into my mom's house the other day. Speaking of AI. I go into my mom's house the other day because she broke her foot, right? So I'm in there helping her out or doing something. My mom listens to the TV at volume 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the hallway can hear that TV. But then I also notice that everybody else in the building also has their volume
right,
up at 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's to stave off the sound of, you know, impending doom. So my mom has the volume on 3000, and all she watches are those ID discovery.
Yeah,
that constant, like, murder and rape and robbery and all this other. I thought to myself, Mom, you know, no wonder you're kind of bummed out sometimes. It's like, you can't have that on repeat. And that's what I say to the commercial break listeners. Don't put that shit on repeat. Gonna jump off a building.
Unless you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, unless you have the best podcast to go to sleep to. And someone actually commented on our Instagram about 2 weeks ago. One of our 5 Instagram followers. Patiently waiting for new content. She posted that she went to sleep to our show and she woke up and our show was still playing and she had a really good sleep. So, you know, at least
thanks
we're good
for
something.
Listens.
Yeah, thanks for the listens. Appreciate the downloads. So this AI is like getting way out of control. And I was reading another article. Governments, all these major governments are trying to get together, back channeling it, figuring out how they are going to put some guardrails on AI.
I don't know how you do that.
I think it's out of the cat's out of the bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think they said the same thing about social media, and look how that went. Yeah, everything's going swimmingly over there with Mark Zuckerberg.
And Elon Musk and Twitter.
Have you used Facebook in forever?
No.
Who uses Facebook anymore?
I don't. I mean, after you and I did the experiment to where we figured out that it did listen to...
Oh, it listens to you. Yeah, yes. It's got access to your phone,
the permissions. If you talk about a trip that you're going to go on or an engagement ring or whatever, all of a sudden you do see those ads.
Yes.
And I get ad targeting, like, because I'm a female and live in Atlanta and whatever, you know, target the ads to that. Yeah. But it was really listening.
It was really listening. I told this story before, and I think and you and Jeff
and
have
I,
done
And
it.
I removed it from my phone.
I removed it from my phone, too, mm-hmm. instantly when, and this is years ago, when Astrid and I first got together, we were here and we were talking about whether or not this Facebook app could possibly be listening, because at that time it was kind of trending to talk about this. And I really thought to myself, I guess it's a possibility, but is it a probability that they're actually listening? No, I mean, you know, that
you want to think the best.
Yeah, that's a blatant.
You want to think it's not evil.
I want to think Mark, you know, good old Zuck Zuck is good. I want to think he looks like the guy next door with an extreme case of Tourette's. But I said to myself, geez, Mark wouldn't be doing this to us. Why would he?
Of course not.
We invited him into our homes, onto our phones. We gave him all our pictures,
all of our information,
romantic conversations.
All our data.
Yes, all my dick pics. I gave him all of that. What more could he want from me? He wouldn't be listening to my conversations. So Astrid and I did a little experiment. We started talking about, I think it was Peru. I think we were talking about going to, what were we talking about going to in Peru? The Mayan ruins.
Machu Picchu.
So we talked about Machu Picchu, which we have never talked about before. We put the phones on the bed. We had all of the applications closed, and we started talking about Machu Picchu. Not that same night, but about 24 hours later.
Yeah.
Both of us were being served up ads for discounts on travel to Peru.
I know. It really is crazy.
Unbelievable that they would actually be listening to your phone. So I decided, personally, I'm taking that fucking Zuckerberg and I'm throwing him in the trash. That application is going off my phone. And I'm an Instagram guy now. And that fucking Zuckerberg bought Instagram.
Of course.
Fucker.
I know. You can get away from it. Whatever.
You know.
But no, I don't. I mean, I never post stuff, as we all know.
Yeah.
Chrissy. I never post stuff anymore. I get on maybe like once a week.
Just a look?
Just a look. And there's still plenty of people using it.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, there's lots of content coming my way.
Yeah. And but I just get on because, and I know too, it's a suck. It's a time suck.
Totally.
I get on there to look up somebody's birthday. Next thing you know, it's three hours later.
2 hours later, I got a hemorrhoid and I forgot to wipe my ass.
I know.
I'm just coming out of the bathroom. Of course, I've been playing with my kids the whole time because they like to join me in the toilet. That's their fun thing to do.
Double duty.
Yeah, double duty. A doo-doo. Don't mind if I doo-doo. Yeah. When I go on Facebook, I think of it as such a dead platform. I don't want to post there. Maybe a happy birthday to my wife every once in a while, or like a happy anniversary, but that's it. That's all we ever post.
Every other year.
Yeah, every other year. I don't get her spoiled. You don't want to spoil her and make her think that I really give a shit. Somebody said to me, this is the funniest story now that we're thinking about it. Someone said to me the other day, texted me, oh, happy anniversary. And I freaked the fuck out. I was running around this house, getting dressed, getting ready to head out to the store because it was like 6 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And no happy anniversary had been said by Astrid. And I know Astrid. She knows when our anniversary is. I know when it is because it's in my phone.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, she is lying in wait.
Oh,
she's
right.
Like a lioness
waiting to see how long it was going to take you.
And I am the gazelle running across, gleefully bouncing across the
no
Sahara
care
Desert.
Of the world.
Yeah. I'm just.
It's just a great Saturday.
That's right. I'm headed to the watering hole, also known as my bed, right? I'm like, boing, boing, boing. Look at that beautiful gazelle. Oh, my God. The lion's going to get him. And I'm not even looking behind me. I'm like, da 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 da. And then happy anniversary comes, and I start bouncing around in circles like, where is it? Where is it? Well, luckily, my friend had no fucking clue what he was talking about because it wasn't my anniversary. But you don't understand the sheer terror that was going on in my heart and my head and my throat.
Is it that same sinking feeling when you get pulled over by the police?
Oh, when I get pulled over by the police, I'm surprised I don't get arrested every time. Yes, I'm like this with my hands shaking. I'm white. I don't know what I've done wrong, but my past experiences with the police tell me I don't really have to do a bunch of stuff wrong.
It's just straight instinct.
It's straight instinct. I'm like, Brian, be cool. I'm not drunk. I smoke weed in seventh grade.
Speaking of, I think I told you this, that we have been driving around without registration renewals for 7 months.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
First of all, how
did you get away with 7 months worth of registration?
I have no idea. The way that we were alerted
was someone got pulled over?
Yes. Our daughter got pulled over while we were traveling.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, there's no an expired registration. I was like, no way.
Chrissy,
I mean, I'm
Dad,
on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
that surprised
so
me, actually.
On top
that
of
that really surprised me.
So, I mean, I've always been on top of that stuff. And somehow it had completely slipped our mind. Now, October, when we needed to get them renewed last year, was a very busy month. I mean, we got Memfo going on.
Did the police officer say, that's not an excuse, ma'am?
No, of course not. But I mean, I got home and I was like, no way, that's a mistake.
Of course.
And I was looking back through and I was like, oh, shit, it's not.
That must be a mistake. Nope, actually, never got it renewed.
Seven months.
7 months. You would have thought in 7 months it would have crossed your mind once.
I just thought it was taken care of. We'd done it. I had no reason to be worried. Meanwhile, I'm driving out of state. I'm going here, there, everywhere.
Listen, the registration is one of those things. It's, you know, I'd like to think that most police officers have the best of intentions in mind. But the driving without a headlight, driving with no registration, driving without your seatbelt on, like these are just dumb, stupid things that a police officer, if they want to, can get at the non-dumb, stupid things because you're doing dumb, stupid things.
Yes.
Whenever I see someone on a Saturday night without a headlight, I have a heart attack for them.
I know.
Because I remember, I drove drunk a lot. Let's just say it that. It was a different time,
before
right?
Before Uber, yeah.
Yeah, before Uber. And I've been busted for driving drunk. So it's not a joke. But I remember that on a couple of occasions, the headlight was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you just didn't call the Uber. That's not what happened. You have to call a cab. And in some parts of this town,
they suck.
Yeah, they suck. It took 7 hours. Or you got that
angel ride.
In Atlanta,
they did, at least. I mean, New York, that's a whole other story. But in Atlanta, they sucked.
Yeah, they sucked. Or you get that angel ride, but they only have two guys working.
I did that one time.
It's kind of creepy. Some guy's driving your car around, and you're like, hey.
You're drunk.
Did you just fart in my car? Are you the one drunk asking me for a free ride? I am. I'm going to fart in your car all I want, okay? So whenever I see a headlight or a taillight out on a Saturday night, I have a heart attack on their behalf.
Yes.
I'm like, I know you, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you're not doing anything good. You got to have just be coming from the bar, and only a dumbass drives behind the wheel with a light broken or a registration out. That's why I thought you probably would have definitely taken care of your registration. Because, I don't know, you just would have thought about it once in 7 months.
Well, I think what
I'm not here to beat you up, but geez, Chrissy.
I think the downfall was that we signed up for paperless statements.
Paperless statements, doesn't it?
And I think, because, you know, you normally get it in the mail.
Oh, that's true.
So I think we signed up for the paperless statements and just never got anything in the mail. And we forgot about it. And because I'll leave stuff that needs to be taken care of out on a certain area of the kitchen counter.
Yes.
You know, where I'm like, that needs to be paid. This needs, you know, these are notices of stuff that I need to do.
Right.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, I have that same pile. It's called the pile I don't want to open because I don't want to know how much money I owe.
Exactly.
I've got a pile of someone could be sending me money. Those get opened right away. Like a rebate from the insurance company for $3.12. Or the pile that doesn't get opened so fast. Because if I don't know how much I owe him, then I don't feel as bad that I'm not paying
him.
And
then you get the credit card offers where you're like, maybe if I get in a bind, that sounds good. I'm going to save that offer in case.
Yes. Here's how it goes. Love letters from families, potential checks get opened immediately.
Oh, of course.
Bills get opened on payday or the day after payday. And then credit card offers get opened last when I figure out how much money I owe. Because I'm out of money from payday.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Right. That's it.
If only this commercial break would make us a fucking dime. You know what I'm saying? Is it the monster we have to keep feeding? Hey, speaking of monsters, that was a segue I didn't even intend to do there. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Speaking of monsters, it's been a long time, at least 3 months, it's been a long time since we have talked to the boys at Mountain Monsters, and we heard from the boys at Mountain Monsters.
Huck, Huck, and
the other Huck, Huck, Chuck, Buck, and Huck, and Chuck, you know how it goes. Huckleberry number three.
Billy the camera guy just here trying to make a living, guys. Hey!
We're going to go down here. We're going to start a fire.
A fire? You want to go fire?
I said fire.
I heard you. How far are you going to go?
I said fire.
I know. How far are you going to go with the fire?
I just want to put some sticks together and build a fire.
I don't think you're going to go very far in sticks, but all right, whatever. Let's go. Whatever's cool with you.
Fire!
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 I said fire!
They are one of a kind. They're a one of a kind group.
They are one of a kind group. I can't get over it. I think it's so funny. You know, I watched another.
Because it is.
Because it is. It's funny and it's meant to be funny. And I'm so happy to report that people on YouTube who watch these videos, they also know that it's funny.
Okay, good.
Most of them. Yeah. Not all of them, but most of them know that it's satire. They're like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen, you know, whatever. They're into it. They're onto it. And I, you know, I'd like to think that Mountain Monsters and the Commercial Break audience probably overlap. All three of their watchers are all two of our listeners. But I also want to say this. I watched another Bigfoot show thinking, oh, here's another Bigfoot show. We'll get on this one, right? You know, this has got to be funny too. It wasn't as funny. It was taken very seriously, which makes it funny, but it was taken very seriously in a way that it was hard to poke at. You know, you were just like, oh, you guys are taking yourselves way too seriously.
Yeah, it was more scientific.
Where Huck and Buck and Huckleberry, very scientific. Bigfoot ate their camera in the first episode, and I was like, did Bigfoot really eat your camera? And where are the scientists to take collection of the saliva and all this other stuff? Nope, don't call in the scientists.
No need for that.
Don't worry about it. You know, the Discovery Channel has you covered. So,
well, our Mountain Monsters group, the Huck and Buck and Chuck, they they're hilarious. What I love are the renderings.
When they talk about the monsters.
I mean, it's full-blown fake.
Of course it is. Because there are no pictures of any monster that they've ever encountered, yet they encounter one on every episode.
I'm so sorry, guys. I try my best, but I'm just scared like you. I hear a monster, I run the opposite direction. I don't know what y'all are doing. Y'all are running toward it. I'm running away from it. That's why every time a monster comes, I just point the camera down at the ground, shake it real hard, and run. with all the lights on.
My favorite part about Monster, my mountain monsters. They're in the middle of the woods and they have studio television lights everywhere.
Craft services. Yeah,
craft services.
Frito pie for lunch, guys. Who's down? No? All right. Y'all go chase those monsters, whatever you're doing. Be careful, y'all big boys. Don't fall off that mountain. You hear?
All right, so I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
Oh, as I do like to do. And I found a new Mountain Monsters video we can take a look at. Now, I'm not going to spoil all the fun. Let's just go ahead and watch it. We'll all learn together.
Whoa! Look up here! Look up here!
Look
on this tree.
Yeah, what do you got?
We got claw marks up on this tree. Look!
He's in the trees, guys.
We're in the Tiger Valley, and
we're in the Tiger Valley. In the holler, not on the creek. That is out of bailhouse, out of fire.
That guy loves to yell.
I don't understand a word he just said. Was that English? I'm not trying to be discriminatory, but I don't understand.
Out on the Gravity Monster's ass.
The leaves are moving, boys. He's up there.
The Gravity Monster, he was first spotted in 1960.
Oh, did you see the rendering of that? So now they're showing a picture. For those of you who are listening, they're showing a picture of this monster with eyeballs.
That's what I'm saying. These Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That looks like
it's a huge muscled monster.
Yeah. But
then
he looks
they
like
have
a
monster hands.
He looks like a burnt marshmallow with a penis on his head. A penis for a head. Oh, my gosh.
That's like Mr. Olympia, but they've changed the head and hands.
Yeah. They changed.
He's going down in for the.
If you ask ChatGPT to send you to make you a rendering of a dickhead, this is what it would look like. Arnold Schwarzenegger dickhead. By the way, second thing I'd like to point out is they're standing right underneath a tree where someone
me
has manufactured claw marks that go all the way up the tree. And they're all standing down there waiting for this 10.5-foot Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque
this thing.
Monster with 300 teeth to come down.
But a tiny mouth.
Tiny mouth. That's good. Won't be able to eat buck.
60. And he's been roaming these Appalachian mountains ever since.
He's airborne, boys. He's airborne.
Big bastard's up there.
He's What's airborne.
Up? He's flying. He's flapping his hands.
He's airborne.
He's airborne, boys. He's defying gravity. Well, so much for what goes up must come down. That 4,000-pound creature without wings just flew away. Oh, there he is in the lake swimming underwater. Now there he's climbing up the mountain. Look at that. He bounced into outer space. No wonder he can't be caught.
That hairy bastard, and right now he's up a damn tree. He climbed up a damn tree right there.
By the way, are they carrying BB guns? What kind of guns are those? They got a 4,000-pound monster that's 10 feet tall, can fly and climb trees at a whim, and he's got a Red Ryder BB gun ready to go.
He does.
Yeah,
he's got to be in there somewhere.
You know anything, Jeff?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Will you keep watching up high?
Well, I might point out the obvious, guys, but you're not seeing anything because there ain't really anything there. No? You want me to shut up? All right. I'll be here. Ready to point the camera on the ground whenever you want me to.
Keep on the ground.
He's up on somewhere. I'm looking, Jeff.
He likes to feed above, guys. He likes to feed up there.
Whoa!
He likes to feed up there.
He likes to feed up there.
On what? On what?
I am literally trying to just have lunch. Okay, I got some Subway footlong. Can you guys leave me alone? I'm no threat to any. That's it. I'm flying away. Stupid fucking mountain monsters.
Why are there? Why are the numbers? Those are coordinates?
No, this is a fake heat camera. They're showing a fake
heat
camera. Yeah. Buck is currently 13.4 degrees. And the other one, what's his name? You knew his name. What's his name? Rodolfo. Or I don't even know his name. Rudolph the Red Nose, whatever.
It's definitely not Rudolph.
Yeah, okay. So he's 75 degrees. And Huck is 13.4 degrees. It's realistic as it gets. It's like a ride at Disney World. Where they just pretend things are...
Tango to.
I bet he went right through here.
Hey.
What do you got?
What do you got?
What do you got?
We got claw marks.
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you got? What do you got? What do you got? We got a bark on a tree. Clear evidence that something has been here.
Guys, I don't think those are claw marks. I think that's when you asked me to climb up the tree.
Dad, go on, dude. Hell, he come down that damn thing right there, didn't he?
All of a sudden, Willie starts squalling. We look over, and there it is. Look at those claw marks.
That's Buck.
That's Buck. Willie starts squalling. I think his name's Squalling.
Willie starts squalling. It's hollering.
Squalling.
Yelling, hollering.
Sounds like one of those hillbilly bedroom moves you make.
I haven't heard that since I lived in East Tennessee.
I haven't heard that since I made love to that turkey caller. By the way, look at the size of the claw marks that they have manufactured on the tree. If indeed this thing had hands that big, wouldn't it snap the tree running up it? I mean, the claw marks are 4 feet long by 6.5 inches wide. It's crazy.
Look how deep they go in.
Huge claw marks coming down this big maple tree.
He's back on the ground, boys.
Wait, that big maple tree looked like it was this big.
Yeah, of course.
It's tiny.
Because by Kentucky law, you can't fuck with a tree over 6 inches in diameter without getting a permit. And you can guarantee these boys ain't getting a permit for shit. Yeah, and I think one of my favorite lines in all of Mountain Monsters is what Willie's about to say.
Claw marks coming down this big maple tree.
He's back on the ground, boys.
He's back on the ground, boys.
How do they know?
Well, I don't.
Captain Monster's trying to pull one on us.
Where'd he go, Buck?
Hey, look here. Look here. He broke this. This is fresh.
He's
look at that.
He's trying to pull just one.
He's
on
pulling a pull one on us.
I am going to fuck with the Mountain Monsters today. I am really going to get them into it, Tracy. Let me tell you a little prank. You know how I like pranks, Tracy. I'm going to put some claw marks on the tree, fly away, and leave them stunned. They will have no idea what happened.
And then land back on the ground.
Of course. It's fun. I'm the, whatever I am, the Black Wolf Mountain Monster.
These leaves are all kicked up. Hey, look up here. Look up here. Look up here.
All right.
Look at this.
Back on the trail. Look at this. He kicked that whole log up.
Where in the hell is he going now?
Right out through there somewhere.
Oh, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. He just made a giant U-turn.
Damn straight he did.
Hell yeah.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. The sign on that tree clearly says no U-turns. He just kicked over this tree that's been on the ground for a really long time. So stupid. I love how when they say, he's over there, he's over here, he's over there, he's running that way. Give him direction.
He did a U-turn.
He did a U-turn. He crossed over the double yellow line. He did not say S-T-O-P at that stop sign. Under arrest. He's got a registration that's 7 months old. Yeah, woo!
He's going straight back towards Terry's farm. He's backtracking.
Yeah, he is.
This ain't good. He's going after another cow.
Yeah, yes, he is.
That cow-killing bastard.
And you are not a cow-killing bastard? I have a feeling that beef is on every menu at your house.
Or in any kind of situation where they're trying to trap something.
Yeah.
They just throw a big honk of
meat on there. Yeah, there's been at least 4 episodes where they're cooking ribs. Hoping that the smoke wolf or whatever is going to come toward them. This is the most ridiculous cow-killing bastard. He's going back toward Terry's house. Don't worry about telling Terry. We'll tell Terry after he's dead.
We've underestimated this sumbitch. He's way smarter than we give him credit for. He outfoxed us.
You're exactly right.
You're exactly right. Very rarely do we come upon a creature that's smarter than me. Buck.
Right, because he usually catches them.
That's right. I'm usually right up on them. But this swirly bastard is headed back toward Terry's house. He did a U-turn.
You guys kick your lights off. Go to IR. We're not stalking no more. Now we're hunting.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Turn that ass off, man.
Hell
ready to die today. Hell yeah.
They like stampede off.
I know.
You know somebody's going to fall.
They're like tin soldiers.
Turn your lights off and run. Yeah.
Turn your lights off. Run as fast as you can, given your current weight circumstances. Run as fast as you can in the dark, in the woods, with this flying, flesh-eating, cow-mangling, Terry-killing monster.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
This Grafton monster is a hell of a lot smarter than we give him credit for. That son of a bitch climbed up this one tree, jumped over here to this maple tree, slid down with great big claws in the bark, then headed right back to that barn.
We need to get back to that barn before he...
This slippery little bastard went to Kroger, used my Kroger discount rewards points, came home, pretended he was me, slept with my wife, ate my dog, got in my car that hasn't been registered in 7 months, made an illegal U-turn, and now is at the Walmart with my credit card. Very rarely do we meet a monster this smart.
Except killing another cow.
Oh, yeah, he'd be wiping Terry's damn cows out.
Let me tell you what. This Ames team, we're going to run this son of a bitch till his tongue hangs out.
Let's go. The farm's not too far, guys.
Is that an expression? We're going to run this son of a bitch till his tongue hangs out?
I've never heard that.
I think that's probably what they use, like hound dogs, like till their tongues start to waggle. Oh, yeah, they get tired when their tongues start to waggle. Yeah. That's probably 5 yards for Buck.
I'm going to kick that son of a bitch's ass from the Tiger Valley to the gates of hell.
Wow. Damn. You're taking this one personally.
Why is everyone so upset? I thought we were just playing pretend out here in the woods.
Tiger Valley to the gates of hell.
I'm going to chase him from the Walmart on Highway 116 all the way to the gates of hell, also known as New York City.
Guys, I'm seeing a barn right here. This might be the backside of Terry's farm.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely Terry.
Nah, that's just the backside of you, Buck. They kind of both look like big houses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to figure out where in the hell that headless whore went.
Hey.
The headless whore? Why are you getting... Why you gotta... That's a low blow. You're going dirty in this campaign, and I don't like it.
I think we've misunderstood their accent.
Yeah, horror... Horror. Let's see if we can figure out. I don't understand a word this guy says on a good day.
Got to figure out where in the hell that headless whore went.
Hey, there's some light.
Headless horror. Horn?
Horror.
Oh, horror.
Horror.
Oh, horror.
Horror.
Hold up, guys. I got headlights. Hold up.
Who the hell is this?
Whoa.
Hey, it's me taking your car. Bye-bye.
You see the monster driving?
Driving off. Like in that video I showed you with the dog.
Driving away.
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
Whoa, watch out.
Whoa, watch out.
I thought you guys were going to get rid of that damn Grafton monster.
That's Terry.
Ah, fuck. Here comes Terry.
I thought you guys were going to get rid of
him. I told you you couldn't play with us, Terry. You smell like shit. Take a fucking shower.
Oh, hell. Here comes
Terry to ruin all the fun. I hate when Terry wants to play with us. Terry, I thought you had something else to do tonight. You said it was okay if we use your front yard for, our little show.
Terry!
Oh, you got a gun, brother.
Whoa.
That damn Grafton monster was right around the damn building.
Son of a...
I told you guys I should have been a motherfucker. I told you I wanted to come down here. Right? And that thing is old around the house. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Terry.
I told you guys not to come around here no more.
Bitch.
Me and the dog was out here. That damn dog ran into the house, run clear into the goddamn bedroom, run under the bed. Been shitting on the floor. It'll be a month before I can get that smell out of my house.
What?
Damn, man.
stenching all over my house.
It'd take me a month.
Take you a month?
To get the smell out. That's what he said.
Takes you a month to get the smell of duck shit?
He's going
to
talk about that right here while there's a monster, flying monster.
It's a flying monster. By the way, heading toward your house. According to our omnidirectional heat camera. He's 75 degrees warm and he's heading toward your house.
I'm pissed off bigger than shit.
We was down following him through the woods. We was tracking him.
Well, he come up this way.
He turned and he came back up here.
Are those pills?
Terry, what's on your dashboard?
It's my glow sticks.
Amy, got a...
I'm going to the boogie. It's that time of year. I'm going to the party in the woods. I'm going to see Zan Fran and the Fiddle Discos do a 15-hour set next to the creek. I'm bringing my sweaty trailer, and I'm going to watch the dandelions do four sets next to the creek. But now that that shitty dog is still in my house.
Glow sticks?
I'm going to Coachella to see Diplo. What of it? Blink 182 is stepping in for Drake.
Yeah, slow them, don't you?
What are you doing with glow sticks?
Yeah, well, I got a feeling that grafted monster's afraid of them sons of bitches.
What? You think the grafted...
Well, how else do you think I get the teenage girls to come home with me?
I think it messes with his damn eyeballs.
Wow, that's a new one.
What makes you think that?
It's just my hunch. Call it a hunch or call it a theory, it's afraid of all this different color. It just like messes with him, big time. I'm losing these all over the place.
What you don't see is a very old redneck in overalls. With glow sticks coming out of every hole.
A Confederate flag.
Yes. Necktie.
And he's got fistfuls of glow sticks, and they're in his pockets, too.
Chrissy, the more that I watch this show, the more that I get the suspicion that it's actually Buck that's writing the show. Yeah,
they're running out of
the glow stick plot line. What is going on?
Guys are accustomed to seeing after dark and seeing during the daytime and shit. And then you got them rods and them cones and things. And it got different wavelengths. And I think the wavelengths on them is messing with his eyes. That's my theory.
Anybody wants ecstasy?
Well, okay.
I love pointing out once again the music. You're supposed to laugh now. It's a comedy part of the show.
Tell your wife she's on there, brother. Damn it. I might have to take these daggone glow sticks, and I might have to put them on every damn thing in my farm. I might have to put them on the dog, on the cattle. Hell,
I might have to stick them up my wife's ass. And she's been dead for 13 years.
Go get the neighbors and put them on their damn pigs. This has got me fit to be tied. I'm losing cattle. I gotta be out here half the night making sure everything's okay. I'm losing sleep, damn it. And I'm old.
You definitely need some sleep, Terry.
Yeah.
God damn, I want to go to bed at night.
But I can't because I keep doing that Mountain Dew crystal meth shit.
That's right.
Why do you think I got 300 glow sticks?
I want to see. Do you think this guy had to audition for the job, or do you think they just gave it to him? Yeah, Terry.
I mean, he fits the part.
Oh, my God. Does he fit the part? I won't go there.
Tell you what, Terry? I'm going to give you my word that me and his team, we're going to clear the farm from one end to the other. We'll get him the hell out of here for you, bro. I sure the hell hope so, because I'd hate to have to come out here with guns blazing every damn night. I'm wound up like a tight rubber band.
I'd hate to have to keep shooting random people.
I'm wound up like a tight rubber band.
God, we see that.
Hey, Terry, where's the last place you seen him?
Last place I seen him was right back here behind.
I saw him fucking my wife, and she's been dead for 13 years.
He's here, Barnes. I think he's back here in the barn somewhere.
Okay. Guys, this is what we need to do. Really,
okay,
Bill?
He's like, okay.
You guys
okay.
Start up here on the north.
Now, you get, bring the serious music back, please. Yes. Okay, enough fooling around, Terry.
Okay.
This now is we what got we a gotta do. 15 foot tall flying monster with a mouth the size of a goldfish who can rip us apart.
Got a whole pile of barns and sheds up here. Start clearing it. Every
yes, sir.
Bit of it.
Clear yes, sir.
Guaranteed. Jeff?
Yeah.
We got a whole pile way, of right barns? Just...
Yeah, we got a whole pile of barns.
Start clearing those out. So,
yeah, just go in there randomly. Go into the dark barns. Y'all go into the dark barns and, you know, find him. I'd be like, I'm out. Listen, this has been fun, guys. Love the glow sticks, Terry. Sorry about your dead cows, but I gotta go.
Yeah. We're gonna start clearing down there. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I hope like hell you get that son of a bitch and get him moved on down the road.
Terry, you have the Ames team's word. We'll run this woolly burger out of here.
I'm depending on you, fellas.
Team. And any time the Ames team says something, we most definitely try our best. On most occasions.
I didn't know they were called the Ames team.
That's right.
Like the real, like are they do they double as a real estate team as well?
Yes. The Ames team. Count on us for your brand new home and to get rid of your monsters.
I called the Ames team.
I called the Ames team. They, really they cleared my house of all the hell demons and got me above asking.
Plus, this packet of glow sticks.
Plus, your glow sticks with every purchase. I'm Terry. The Ames team got rid of my pile of barns. And my smoke wolf. Steve Ames.
Done. The Grafton Monster may think he pulled one on us, but he's going to have to get up a little earlier.
All right, Ames team, let's clear this farm for Terry.
We are five ugly hillbilly detectives, and we're coming after him.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's the most truthful thing you've said the entire time we've been watching Mountain Monsters.
Yeah, come on,
remember what he did to us.
All right, fellas.
Remember what he did to us?
Remember what he did to us? That illegal U-turn. I still got PTSD from that U-turn. No one does a U-turn on the Ames team. No one.
Oh my God.
No smoke wolf falls off a U-turn on the Ames team, or my name isn't Huckleberry Davidson. I don't know where we got Ames from, but
well, I feel like that's new.
It is new.
The Ames team.
Well, maybe they have an actual business. Should we Google Ames team? Tell them we got a monster named Blue.
Yes.
Oh.
You see that silo up there?
Yeah. I'm not seeing anything. It's clear.
Stay ready.
Keep checking that thermal. That sounded like it's up high.
Oh, I'm looking, Buck.
I'm looking. What do you think? He's in the grain elevator?
Like spotlights. Like.
Yeah, they're, of course. How is the grain?
It's hot.
How is the grain silo 80 degrees? And everything else is minus 76? Well, A for realism.
Yeah.
Dang. Let's go up here and check this out.
Is it that damn thing on the roof or what?
Could be. I don't see it in here.
We're clearing this damn building. We hear damn noise way up high. I don't know where in hell it's coming from. On top.
I don't understand.
That guy.
He can't understand a fucking word he says.
And he yells. Everything.
Even when he's talking quietly, he yells. I'm sitting in Miss Dolly up there, John Burner.
Miss Hay, on that roof. By God, we better watch our ass.
There ain't no way we can get up on these hay bales like this. We're going to have to work ourselves around.
By God, let's get to working around. I got
an idea. Let's pour some gasoline on this hay bale and we'll get some light up in here.
Watch out, I'm coming in.
There ain't no way in hell we can get on top of this hay. So we're gonna walk back down around this barn. Come on, Batman.
What you didn't see, you gotta go to YouTube, Dr. the commercial break.
Oh my god.
Do you think that was a stunt man that did that? He jumped from one hay bale to the other. But he looked like 90-year-old man taking a fall. He missed. He couldn't even get on.
To the hay.
And the two hay bales are connected to each other. It was just a bad look.
Back down around this barn. Come on, Batman. And see if we can't check the other side.
Oh! Is it coming from the roof?
Like I'm supposed to know! Yeah, shithead.
Hey.
Yes. It's me, Dolly. Terry's dead wife. Not really dead, just been hiding from Terry up here in the silo. It's very warm up here.
Getting scared. There's a big opening up there.
There's a big opening up there?
Hey, guys.
It's a silo, you shithead.
No. There's a big opening at the top of this silo. Looks like it's been busted open. There's nothing in it. It's empty.
He's on the move again. Oh, flying, yeah. Out,
flying
of
out of the silo. This corn-eating critter's got us on the loose. He did two U-turns on us, and then he flew out of the silo. As soon as we got in there, he was gone.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know, but something's not adding up.
No, it's not.
You notice they spend most of their time confused on these episodes? Yes. Like, what the hell's going on? Where the hell did he go? Why the hell are we doing this?
Oh, hey, Jack, hey. Going. It's on the roof!
It's on the roof! Jethro, it's on the roof!
I'm looking,
it's on the roof!
I'm looking.
It's on the roof! It's on the roof!
This way.
It's right up there!
Watch out, Jethro!
The cows! The cows
are running because this guy is... running after them with a gun, screaming and yelling. He's on the roof. Why not just start shooting through the roof?
No, they took off.
Yeah, they took off. What is the point of it? Like, are you trying to get it for scientific purposes, or what are you doing? You just want to hear it? We just want to catch it on the thermal.
Buck, get that bird on the roof.
We're going to get it, Buck. Come on, Buck. We're coming.
Down this
come
way,
on, Jeff. Let's
get that bird turn. Come on. Hurry up, Jeff.
No, guys,
run.
Run.
You're at the end of it. Watch out. Be careful now, damn it.
It's over here.
You just cleared that gate.
Come on. Oh, he's got these cattle.
He's pushing them back. He's pushing them back. I just see that gate shit. Come on, Bill. Come on. He's pushing them back.
Look at him.
They're going nuts.
Yeah, they're going nuts because you guys are running around with guns, screaming and yelling like it's the last coming of Christ. Jesus Jones.
Son of a bitch.
Where'd he go, Buck?
He cleared that gate. He jumped last step here and cleared that gate.
Wow.
Hey. Wow. I'm so surprised we haven't seen one of these on actual camera yet. 17 seasons in. But Buck saw him.
Oh, yeah. He saw him clearly.
If Buck really saw a monster that was 10 feet tall, 4,000 pounds, climbing up trees and flying around on top of corn silos, don't you think he would be questioned by somebody in the authority? Right? Am I right?
I think you're right. Yes.
Hey! Yeah. We got something over here. Come on.
Yo, we got to get over there with him. Come on.
Let's go.
Come on.
Double time, boys. Double time.
Come on.
Double time. I mean, they're telling like 70-year-old overweight men
to
go
run double time to chase the cow-eating monster who probably doesn't know the difference between you and a cow. Yeah. First of all. Second of all, I got to ask a question about this. Okay, that's toward the end of the video. There's like, he doesn't,
they don't
surprise, they don't find the monster. But I do have to ask a question about this. If these guys were at all serious about this, wouldn't they welcome like scientific scrutiny on this?
Of course.
These guys are like me and my brothers playing in the backyard when we were kids in the middle of the night, pretending that there were monsters chasing us around.
Yes.
You know, playing shoot 'em up and all that other stuff. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But if I try and take it seriously for 1 minute, it's really hard to do so because...
No,
of course not. But hey, listen.
It's entertaining.
And while you're waiting around for your registration for 7 months, you too can go play out in the fields with Chrissy. I will never you will never live that down. Actually, I drove in an unregistered car for like 4 years one time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Okay. As long as, you know, when you have a police officer behind you, you just take a right turn real quick.
Funny thing was, I had a police officer behind me earlier today. Still don't have the new sticker on there yet.
Yeah, but he can run it, and he knows electronically that it's there. I don't have the new sticker on that car either, yeah. And it's almost 4 months since I was supposed to get that. But the sticker just didn't come.
Yeah.
And now I'm just too lazy to go get it. I'm like, eh, they can run it on the computer.
Yeah, they
Everything's
can.
AI these days, yep. Including your registration. That's what's going to happen. All right, guys, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the audio, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. And most importantly, contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to give you a 21 EPM sticker and a couple little additional treats. They're for you for free. All you have to do is just give us your address and tell us you want one of those stickers. We'd also love to hear from you at 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Text us from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. We'd love to hear your content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. Follow us on Instagram. Be one of the few. Be one of the proud.
The few and the proud.
Be one of the ones who falls asleep to our podcast. We appreciate it. At the commercial break on that Instagram. And TCB Podcast on TikTok, Chrissy.
That's right.
But most importantly, Chrissy and I and Morgan and the whole team over here would love it if you would do us a favor and go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe and like on any of the videos. Comment on them. We'll respond. And hey, be brutally honest, because we know you're going to be anyway, so it doesn't matter. We know you hate listening, and that's cool, as long as you download the show. All right, well, Chrissy, man, I love you.
I love you.
I think that's all I can do today.
I think so.
So let me repeat myself. I do love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.